由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, our listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are very pleased that you have tuned in today.
我们今天很开心你能够收听我们天路导向。
Today, many people live their lives in anxiety and fear.
我们看到今天很多人的生活都是非常的焦虑，非常的恐惧。
They are constantly thinking about the worries that each new day will bring.
原来他们都在担心新的一日所带来的忧虑。
We live a life filled with tension and stress.
我们的生活今天的确是充满着紧张，充满着压力。
And when something goes wrong, we say, why did God do this?
如果出了什么问题，我们就会说，究竟为什么上帝要这样做啊？
Why is God silent when I need him the most?
为什么我最需要上帝的时候，上帝却一点都不出声啊？
It is difficult for all of us to be able to rest in God.
对我们来说，安安心心地信靠上帝并不是一件容易的事。
And to be assured that God does not leave anything to chance.
我们今天其实很难去相信，上帝不会容许这事随便发生。
Because God does not allow any of the details in your life to fall through the cracks.
因为上帝他是不会疏忽你生活里头任何一个的细节而不理的。
God uses great things as well as small things to accomplish his purpose in your life.
上帝用大事亦都用小事去成就他在你生命里头的旨意。
But the challenge for us is to trust him.
但是我们今天面对的挑战就是要去信他。
Because you can be sure that even when God is silent,
因为你可以确信，就算上帝保持沉默的时候
，He is using difficult circumstances to work together for good to them who love Him。
佢亦都系正喺度用紧呢个困境，让爱佢嘅人得着益处。
Because He is the God of circumstances。
因为上帝就系掌管环境嘅上帝。
In Acts chapter 23。
在《使徒行传》第23章
We found the Apostle Paul in a Roman prison in Jerusalem.
我们见到呢，使徒保罗被人困在耶路撒冷的监狱里面。
Do you think Paul was thinking that God had forsaken him?
那你觉得保罗是不是以为了上帝是抛弃了他呢？
Do you think he was discouraged?
你有没有想过保罗是不是觉得很沮丧呢？
Do you think Paul was wondering why God is silent?
你觉得保罗是不是很疑惑，为什么上帝要这么沉默呢？
The Bible tells us that from the moment Paul was arrested in Acts chapter 21,
圣经告诉我们，在《使徒行传》第21章，从保罗被捕的那一刻起，
He was never free man again.
保罗从此就失去了自由了。
And that's about a period of 5 years.
而这段时间有五年这么长啊。
But God did not condemn the Apostle Paul for his thought of discouragement.
但是上帝并没有因为使徒保罗的气馁去责备他。
Instead, the Lord came to encourage him.
反而上帝去到他的面前去鼓励他。
And those 5 years became the most productive, influential 5 years of Paul's life.
而这五年亦都成为了保罗生命里头最有影响力、最有果效的五年。
Because 2,000 years later, we are blessed by those epistles that were written in the prison.
因为2,000年后的今日，我们仍然因为这些他在监狱里头写成的书信而蒙福啊。
Turn with me, please, if you have your Bible, to Acts 23, verse 11.
如果你自己手上面有圣经的话，请你翻开圣经，和我一起去看看《使徒行传》第23章第11节。
The Lord personally came to Paul and said, Take courage, Paul.
原来上帝在这里亲自和保罗显现，并且说，放心了，保罗。
For as you have testified about me in Jerusalem,
你怎样在耶路撒冷为我作见证。
So you must bear witness in Rome.
亦都会同样这样在罗马为我作见证。
My listening friend, I want to tell you something of uttermost importance.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我在这里想跟你讲一些非常重要的事。
There are times in our lives when we are tempted to misunderstand the silence of God.
在我们生命当中，总有一些时候我们被引诱去对上帝的沉默去产生误解。
There are days when we confuse the silence of God for lack of caring on his part.
我们很多时候都搞不清楚，以为上帝为什么沉默呢？就是因为他不理我们。
There are circumstances in life when we question the nearness of God to us.
在很多的情况之下，我们会怀疑究竟上帝是否同我们同在呢？
While in reality, Acts 23:11 should teach us an important lesson.
事实上，使徒行传第23章11节是为我们上了一堂很重要的一堂。
That God is never closer to his children than when they cannot see him.
往往就是当上帝的儿女见不到他的时候，就是上帝离我们最近的时候。
How do we know that?
究竟我们怎样知道呢？
Because his word tells us so.
因为上帝的话语是话给我们听的。
When Abraham was about to give up on the promise of God,
原来当亚伯拉罕就快要放弃上帝的应许的时候，
God came to him and said, "Don't be afraid."
上帝就去到他面前说，喂，不用怕啊。
God's word tells us that when Paul was discouraged in the prison,
上帝的话语告诉我们听，当保罗在监狱里面最沮丧的时候，
God came and said to him, "Take courage, Paul."
上帝就向保罗显现，告诉保罗听，喂，保罗，不用怕啊。
My listening friend, I want to tell you something that you must never forget.
亲爱的听众朋友，希望你一定不要忘记。
This promise of God to Paul is also for you.
上帝对保罗的应许亦都是对你今日的应许。
If you're going through a hard time,
如果你正在面对一些困境，
If you're experiencing darkness in your life,
如果你的前路是黑暗的，你现在都是黑暗生活在低谷里面。
If you are tempted to give up on God,
如果你遇到试探，正喺度准备紧离开上帝。
If you are wondering whether God has forgotten you,
你如果喺度疑惑紧上帝系咪忘记咗你呢？
God's words to Paul are meant to be for you.
其实上帝对保罗所讲嘅说话，就系喺度同你讲紧嘅说话。
His encouragement to Paul is his encouragement to you.
原来上帝对保罗的激励就是对你的激励。
His promise to Paul is his promise to you.
上帝对保罗的应许就是对你的应许。
His nearness to Paul is an evidence of his nearness to you.
上帝同保罗同在，亦都证明了上帝是同你同在。
When God is silent, he is working for you.
当上帝沉默的时候，原来上帝在作工啊。
He is letting things work out for your good and for his glory.
原来上帝允许事情的发生，是为了让到你得着益处，并且去彰显他的荣耀。
Secondly, when God is silent,
第二就是当上帝沉默的时候，
He is even using the small things to accomplish his purpose and to protect you.
原来上帝是甚至会用一些很微小的事去成就他的旨意，并且保护你。
When Paul was put in that Roman prison,
当保罗被送到去罗马的监狱的时候，
there were a groupOf men in the city known as the Zealots.
我们知道呢，在那个城里面有一群人啊，被称为狂热的人。
And they were determined to take the law into their own hands.
这群狂热的人呢亦都叫做粉锐党，他们呢下定决心要按照自己的意思来执行律法。
They wanted to kill the Apostle Paul.
他们想要杀害使徒保罗。
40 of them wanted to kill one man.
他们有40个人，他们竟然想杀了一个人。
They took an oath that they would not eat, they would not drink, they will not rest until Paul is killed.
原来他们竟然为了杀保罗，这样他们就起了誓，他们起誓就说，如果杀不死保罗，就不吃饭，不饮水，不休息。
The zealots worked in secret.
这群的粉锐党呢，是暗中行事的。
They often disguised themselves and they never operate in the open.
他们经常都伪装自己，亦都不在公众的场合那里做事的。
So they hatched this plot in secret to kill Paul.
于是他们就在暗中那里筹划要杀害保罗的阴谋了。
Oh, but the all-knowing God was watching the plot.
诶，原来上帝是看着这场的阴谋的。
He was hearing what was going on.
上帝听到了究竟发生了什么事。
But he did not intervene supernaturally.
原来上帝却没在里面用一些超然的能力来干涉。
Do you think God could not swing his sword and kill all of them?
你以为上帝不能够揈一揈他手上面之剑，跟着一杀，杀晒他们吗？
Sure he could have.
当然可以啦。
But he didn't.
但是他们却是没有这样做。
He could have intervened supernaturally, but he didn't.
上帝是可以用超自然的方式去干涉，但是他是没有这样做的。
But God allowed Paul's nephew to hear the plot and get the word to Paul.
但是竟然上帝就让保罗的外甥听到这个阴谋，并且将这个阴谋话了给保罗听。
And Paul sends him to the Roman captain.
跟着保罗就派他的外甥去见罗马的千夫长。
And the plot was foiled.
跟着这个阴谋当然就被识破了。
There is no telling how many times a day Satan uses people to cause us havoc in our lives.
其实今日呢，我们是没办法知道撒旦每日是要用其他人几多次为我们的生活带来劫难。
There is no telling how many times a day Satan conspires to destroy the faithful servants of God.
我们发现亦都无法知道呢，撒旦究竟每日要用几多次的阴谋来摧毁上帝忠心的仆人。
There is no telling how many times a day our very lives are threatened.
亦都无办法知道我们的生命每日是要受到几多次的威胁。
There is no telling how many traps of temptation are set before us.
亦都冇办法知道究竟有几多个试探嘅网罗设置喺我哋面前。
Only the watchful eye of our heavenly Father knows.
只有一直喺度看守住我哋嘅天父上帝系知道嘅。
But the sovereign mercy of God foiled Satan's plot again and again.
上帝嘅大怜悯一次又一次挫败咗撒旦嘅诡计。
And the problem is that we just take it all for granted.
但是问题就是往往我们都习以为常，跟着就当它没事。
But listen to me, my listening friend.
但是今天我想告诉你听，各位听众朋友。
When you put on your spiritual eyes,
当你睁开你属灵的眼睛的时候，
you will recognize that there is an invisible war taking place.
你就会看到一场无形的争战在进行着。
And there is an army of demons plotting to destroy you.
魔鬼的军队正在图谋着杀死你。
They conspire to get you to fall into temptation.
他们在筹划着让你落入试探里面。
But when you cry to your heavenly Father,
但是当你向天父去呼求的时候，
He sends a mightier army of angels.
上帝就会派出一支强大的天军。
He sends someone to foil Satan's conspiracy against you.
上帝就会派人来摧毁魔鬼的阴谋啊。
And that happens time after time after time.
而这件事每时、每刻、每分、每秒都会发生。
Why does God protect us?
咁你就问啦，究竟上帝点解要保护我哋先
？So that He may give you another day to serve Him.
原来系因为上帝想再俾多日你去服侍佢啊。
So that He may give us one more day to glorify His name.
因为上帝想俾我哋多一日去荣耀佢嘅名啊。
So that He may give you one more day to be faithful in serving Him.
因为上帝想俾你多一日去忠心咁样服侍佢。
That is why I become so concerned when I see a person continuing to live for self.
呢个就系点解我好关注咁样嘅一啲人，就系关注嗰啲一直为自己而活嘅人。
When I see a person who ignores the voice of God.
当我见到一个人系忽略上帝嘅声音嘅时候。
When I see a person disregard God's mercy.
当我见到一个漠视上帝嘅怜悯嘅人嘅时候
，because Paul said if that attitude continues，
呢个时候我就谂起保罗曾经讲过，如果你一直保持嗰种讲嘢嘅态度
，God will take you home so that He may save your soul。
上帝就会带你翻天家嚟挽救你嘅灵魂啊
！My listening friend, please listen to me。
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你留意噃。
It all depends on whose hands we place our lives in.
呢个系好在乎我哋将我哋嘅生命放喺边个嘅手里面。
A handful of dust is worthless in our hands.
如果喺我哋手里面成手都系尘嘅话，成手都系泥嘅话，都冇用噶。
But in God's hands, the dust formed Adam.
但系喺上帝嘅手里面，尘土就变成咗亚当啦。
A slingshot and five stones in our hands would be worth very little.
一个弹弓五块石头喺我哋手里面有乜用啊
？But in David's hand, God brought victory to a nation.
但系喺大卫嘅手里面，佢就让到一个国家得着咗胜利。
A staff in your hand might be worth a few dollars.
你喺手里面嗰把嘅手掌啊，可能只值几蚊嘅咋。
But in Moses' hand, it parted the Red Sea.
但系喺摩西嘅手里面，佢就打开咗红海，将佢分为两半。
And so here we see Paul's nephew who was unnamed.
所以喺呢度，我哋见到保罗呢个冇列出过姓名嘅外甥啊。
But in God's hand.He saves the Apostle Paul.
佢喺上帝嘅手里面就救咗使徒保罗。
When God is silent, He is using even the small things.
所以今日我就系话俾你听，喺上帝嘅手里面，佢可以用一啲好微小、好微小嘅嘢，就算佢唔讲嘢都好，上帝都喺度做紧嘢，用紧最微小嘅事、最微小嘅人，去让到佢子民去得着保护噶。
Thirdly, you can trust God because He is the God of circumstances.
各位嘅听众朋友，我想话俾你听，我哋第三样嘢就系我哋可以信任上帝，因为上帝系掌管环境嘅。
As you are listening to us by radio,
随住你喺度收听紧我哋嘅天路导向嘅节目嘅时候
，you may be thinking that your circumstances are working against you.
你可能认为紧我哋。面前嘅环境系对我哋不利嘅。
And you are feeling that if circumstances were different in your life,
可能你会谂，如果系环境因素唔同嘅话
，you could have done something great for God.
你就能够为到上帝做一啲大事。
you could have triumphed over the difficulties that you are facing right now.
你可能已经克服了你目前面对的困难。
But let me tell you something very important.
但是让我告诉你一些非常重要的事。
If you are a faithful, obedient child of God,
如果你是对上帝忠心是一个信服上帝的孩子的话，
Your circumstances do not operate independently of God.
你所处的环境上帝不会不理的。
God is in control of your circumstances.
原来上帝在掌管着你的一切啊。
God is the master of your circumstances.
上帝仍然是你身边环境的主宰。
Even when you know that you did some things to get yourself where you are.
我们知道原来就算你知道落到这部田地都是你自己造成的。
God's still the God of circumstances.
上帝仍然是可以掌管任何环境的上帝。
And he uses your circumstances.
并且上帝会用你所处的环境。
He is using them right now to weave his purpose in your life.
上帝现在就在按照他的旨意来使用这些环境为你编织你的人生目标。
Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers.
不知道你认不认识约瑟呢？他曾经是被他的兄弟卖做奴隶。
And you say, why did God do that to an innocent man?
那你就会问了，为什么上帝会这样对一个无辜的人呢？
God didn't do it, but he did permit it.
这件事不是上帝做的，但是上帝却允许的。
God was using the circumstances in Joseph's life.
我们见到上帝是使用约瑟生命里面这些境况。
To make Joseph the second most powerful man in the world.
让到约瑟成为当时世界上面第二个最有权柄的人。
So that he may save a nation.
让到他能够拯救他一个的民族。
So that the Messiah may be born out of that nation.
如果他不是拯救了这个民族，弥赛亚怎能够从这个民族而生呢？
So that you and I may be saved today.
所以我和你今天都能够因此被得救。
To the world, these were insignificant circumstances.
我想告诉你，对世界来说，这些境况好像没什么用。
But not to God.
但是不是对上帝的。
Things may be happening in your life that don't make sense.
你生命里面所发生的一些事情，可能对你来说是没有意义的。
But they make sense to God.
但是对上帝来说却是有意义的。
I cannot tell you what God is doing in your circumstances.
我不能够告诉你听究竟在你目前的处境里头上帝在做着什么。
But I know that God is doing something in your circumstances.
但是我知道上帝是做紧嘢嘅，喺你嘅环境里头做紧嘢嘅。
And if you seem to be in darkness like Paul was,
如果你觉得你正处喺黑暗里面，就好似保罗一样嘅话，
God is leading you.
上帝系喺度带领紧你嘅。
If you are discouraged like Paul was in that prison,
如果你好似保罗咁样去到监狱里面，觉得好沮丧嘅话，
God is weaving his plan in your life.
原来上帝正在为你的人生去编织他对你的计划。
If your circumstances appear to be puzzling like that of Joseph,
如果你的环境就好像约瑟所遭遇的一般，让到你觉得很混乱，很迷惑。
God is putting the pieces of the puzzle together.
其实上帝是静静地一路一块一块一块地将块拼图砌起。
Even if you are disappointed and angry with God,
就算你是对上帝失望，对上帝愤怒的话，
I know that he took all of that upon himself on the cross.
我想告诉你，我知道上帝已经在十字架上面为你承担了你一切了。
The question is this.
但是问题是什么呢？
Have you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ?
你有没有将你生命的主权交给耶稣基督呢？
If you are living your life your way,
如果你仍然是按照自己的方式来生活的话，
Don't expect God to weave the circumstances into a beautiful tapestry.
希望你不要指望上帝将你所处的境况编织成为一幅美丽的图画。
He only does that with his children.
上帝只会为他的儿女去编织这幅的图画的。
But today you can come to the Lord and ask to be his child.
今日你就可以来到上帝面前请求成为他的儿女。
You can say to him,
你可以跟他这样讲的。
Lord, I have been living my life my way for far too long.
主啊，一直以来我都是一路喺度我行我素，喺度偏行己路，我用紧呢种嘅生活方式啊。
Today I surrender to you.
主啊，我今日愿意一切都交俾你，向你降服。
Help me make sense of my circumstances.
主啊，求你帮我，让到我所处嘅环境变得有意义。
Because I know that you are the God of the circumstances.
因为我知道你就是掌管一切环境的上帝。
And I pray this in your name, Jesus.
我这样的祈祷是奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
阿们。
Now, after you have prayed this prayer with us,
各位听众朋友，在你同我哋一起去祈祷，做咗咁样嘅祈祷之后，
it is our request and our desire is that you would write to us and you tell us.
我哋邀请你，亦都渴望你能够写信俾我哋。
There are many people who are praying for you on a regular basis around the world.
其实喺全世界好多人持续咁样为紧你去祈祷噶。
And they get very encouraged when they get news and letters from you.
如果他们能够从你的来信里头得到回应，他们会大受鼓舞的。
So I look forward to getting your letters.
所以我很盼望能够收到你的来信。如果你想写信给我们的话，请你写信来到香港九龙大友街一号十楼，香港九龙九条龙。大有街大小的大有冇的有一号十楼写到你给我万峰或者写给麦克牧师万峰是千千万万的万攀越高峰的峰麦克牧师是迈向前方克服己身、希望你写信给我们
Until next time I wish you God's richest blessing
愿上帝大大赐福给你让到你在每一日都是能够将你的生命的主权交俾耶稣基督，让到耶稣基督带领你走过你人生嘅前路，让到你每一刻都系蒙佢嘅庇佑。再会。